Hello.
I'm returning a call.
Is this
to this number that I spoke with this morning?
Yeah, you Karen?
Yes, I'm Karen.
Okay,
I'm calling
Karen.
From the Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What happened, Karen? I had to file a new claim yesterday, and Tatiana took my information over the phone. But then she gave me a temporary PIN number, and when I went out online, it would not. It didn't take it. So I was not able to. She said I could give it 24 hours, and we spoke. She said give it 24 hours. Was it yesterday? No. It was the day before. I'm sorry. It was the day before. It was Monday. It was Monday that I made a phone call, and she said give it 24 hours. So yesterday at about 5 o'clock, I went out because it's been 24 hours, and I was not able to log on. The temporary pass that she gave, the temporary ID that she gave me, did not work.
Did it tell you why it didn't work?
No, it just said fail.
Okay, and did you try it again?
I tried
that?
It. Mm-hmm, I tried it, and then I got back out. I got completely out to make sure, you know, because after three tries, it knocked you off like anything else. So
yes.
I was not able to log on. And also to the now I was asking, do I go to the PUA or do I go to the Alabama .gov? Because when I went out there, the screen looked a little bit different from, you know, from what I normally I'm accustomed to. But it says where I clicked on to the file is the COVID-19 that I clicked into. Is that correct?
Okay. So did you try to go into your claim by phone or by internet?
By internet.
Okay.
I've always gone through internet.
And so have you always had to go to PUA portal for your claim?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But this time I went there, but it didn't give me the option where I could change to do the temporary. It didn't give me that option. So I went out to the Alabama as if to say I'm filing a brand new claim, which is a brand new claim, so to speak. And so it didn't allow me to do that. Because the screen that I looked at, this is not the screen that I normally see. The screen that I looked at, it says COVID-19, and it says on UC claim, phone appointment, tracking your unemployment, file a COVID-19 claim. That's the one I clicked on to.
Okay, I'm not really familiar what that is. Go ahead and give me your social security number if you don't mind.
It's 128-52-4205.
And what is your first and last name?
My first name is Marlyn. Last name is Lewis.
Okay, and can you verify your date of birth and your mother's maiden name, please?
Okay, my date of birth is 12/10/1955, and my mother's maiden name is Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T.
And can you verify your driver's license number, please?
Hold on one second here.
Yes, ma'am.
I had it in the envelope in my phone. I had the phone to my ear. Okay. My driver's license number is 6809650.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Lewis. So you opened your claim in the last day or two?
Correct. Well, I tell you what happened, Karen. My time has expired. So when I tried to file on Sunday, it told me I need to call you guys, which I did on Monday. When I did, Tatiana took all my information that I needed to open that new claim. And then she gave me a temporary PIN number that I can sign on with. But when I went out there to do that, because she said, give it 24 hours so that the system can upload your information. So when I went out there to do that with that PIN, it said fail. And I tried it again. It said fail. All that screen came up. All I had to do was give my social, give the PIN. So what I did was I went in. Since it failed me twice, the third time I said, forgot my PIN number so that it would give me a screen. So I filled that information out and said it said that it accepted it. So now I went back in to use that same temporary number that you gave me. It wouldn't take it at all. So it's that frustrating for me. So I thought I'd give you all a call this morning.
Okay, so what reason were you going into your claim?
She said that once I give it 24 hours, then I can file my claim for last week or so. She said, go in and file as I would normally file. That's what she said. So technically speaking, I haven't filed anything for last week because I had to fill out a new claim, which Tatiana took all my information on filling out a new claim over the phone, and she said, give it 24 hours to upload into your system.
Okay. I'm thinking your next step on your claim, which is probably you receive that message after you keyed in your PIN, your next step would have been to file your weekly certification for this week of benefits starting on March 28th.
So
I'm not sure if there's a, yes.
So what you're saying,
go ahead.
Okay, let me understand it. So when I file Sunday, because my benefit ends, according to my thing, my benefit ends on the 20th. But like I said, when I filed on Sunday the 21st, it said I need to call this number. So what I'm checking on is that with my information, Tatiana said I had to open a new claim. We got all the information. So what you're saying is that then I cannot file until you're saying Sunday for this week? Is that what you're saying?
That's what it sounds like. Did you file a weekly certification before you reopened your claim for last week's benefits?
I did that on the 21st. I usually do on Sunday morning, which it says my benefit ends. My benefit is from 3/22/20 to 3/20/21. So that's why I went ahead. On Sunday and just filed as normal, and that's when I got that message that I need to call this number. So that's when I called it, and then Tatiana told me I had to open a new claim looking at my information. So I said, okay, and I answered all the questions that I needed to answer, and then she gave me a temporary PIN and says, okay, give it 24 hours before you can go out and file. She said, give it 24 hours. She said, for this, yeah, and I wrote my little note here that says, for this week.
Yes, ma'am. So you weren't able to file a weekly certification before you reopen. That's what I'm trying to.
Yes, that's correct.
You weren't able to.
No, I wasn't
okay.
able to. I wasn't
but
able to.
But you tried to, and it told, instead of it letting you do it, it told you to call the new claim
right.
line.
The message I got, I can read that message. I went in and I logged in and I answered everything, you know, I answered everything as it asked me for my social and whatever, did that. After I did all that, it came back and said, based on the information you provided, this is when I'm filed before I open a new claim. It says, based on information you provided, you may not file your claim online. You should contact your claim line, the 1-866. If you have worked in Alabama for the last 18 months, that, and you know, whatever it says. So that's when I contact you guys because my claim did not go through. Yeah, my claim did not go through for the 20th. And that's when I finally got through to you on this line here. Tatiana says, you got to open a new claim. I said, okay, which I understood I would, but I knew I was right in a gray area.
in a gray area right now. So I don't know if she, you know, I don't know, getting my information, did she go ahead and file for the 20th? And then I have to, like you said, I have to wait on the 28th to file for this week. I'm in a gray area. I don't know.
So it sounds like you're asking for a workable PIN number and to file a weekly certification for last week's benefits.
Well, can you tell if there's anything out there for last week's benefit? Because I'm not even able to get on. If she gave me, you know, it's not even taking my old PIN number too. It's not taking that either.
Yes, I would have to pose a question to an escalating agent. I don't have access to that information. So that's what I'm trying to type in right now to make sure that we're getting done what you need so that you can file your weekly certifications.
Okay.
So I have claimants here, labor, but not accepting PIN that she just received. Also, a claimant tried to file weekly certification on, and you tried to file the weekly certification on this past Sunday, March 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before opening a new claim. Before opening a new claim, I even went out and say reset PIN. You know, I did all that yesterday. It didn't happen.
Did not allow her to do this. Gave message to call here. And so were you told that once you got your PIN after you reopened your claim, once you got your temporary PIN, wait 24 hours and you should be able to file a weekly certification for last week of benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you understood?
That's what I understood, but
okay.
It didn't allow me to. It's not even. It just says fail. It told me that everything, you know, it whatever I was trying to do, it said fail. But I put in the temporary PIN that she gave me. So now I what I don't know is her getting my information. You know, first of all, I need a PIN. Number two, I don't know what if something went through for last week and what I'm going to do this week. So I just need some clarity where I'm going.
Yes, ma'am. Would allow her to file weekly certification for benefit. Wait a minute, for benefit week of. Okay, and that week would have been for the 15th through the 20th.
Correct, because my benefit ends, my original benefit ends on the 20th. It goes from the 322.
In her new PIN. Okay, and once you tried the PIN, it just said fail.
Correct. It's not, the information is not, you know, like information is not correct. It said fail. So out of that, what I did was I tried twice on that with the PIN that was given to me, and then I said, okay. I told my husband, then I'm going to go ahead and said I forgot it to see what would pop up, and what popped up was a screen that I could fill out. And I filled that out, like it says, if you have forgotten, like it says reset PIN. So I went out. So that screen popped up when I went. It says reset PIN. It asked for my social. It asked for my mother's maiden name. It my driver's license. My birthday. Just like what you just asked. And it asked me for a new 4-digit PIN. It didn't accept that either.
Okay, so I've sent the message out to see what direction we would need to go from this point, so that you can file your weekly certification for benefit week 315 to 320 and to reset your PIN.
Okay.
So we'll just waiting on a response right now. I appreciate your patience.
Oh, no, no, I appreciate you. I appreciate your patience with me, too, because I know you got a lot of folks on your tail.
No, I'm fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I
just wasn't sure. I'm still probably not doing it right. I didn't know what to do to have to.
Yeah.
I've never had to call anybody back. So
right.
I logged myself out, and I probably shouldn't have done that. I don't know. It'll be fine, though.
Okay.
I just want to make sure, you know, we get,
yeah.
We help
well,
you.
The thing is, I appreciate it because I know just one, just one mistake, it throws everything totally off. And I just wanted to be sure, how do I, you know, get after that? Because I was trying to find out, because I know before you went to the Alabama.gov, then after, back in October, then they changed it to the PUA. And now, you know, the screen that I went out to, because I went to the PUA, I couldn't put that temporary on there. So I went out, like, as if to say, first, you know, since I had to file a new claim, I went out to the Alabama labor.gov, whatever. And so a different screen came up. And I said, okay, so let me go back through the screen. And so the screen now is showing the Alabama Department of Labor is now showing what they call COVID-19 information, and then it gives you different blocks. And out of that block, the only thing that would apply to me is file a COVID-19 claim because I'm still under COVID. My original claim is because I was furloughed, and then I was then they did not call me back because they had outsourced my department. So I come under the COVID. So that's why I went to say file a COVID claim. I don't know if that's where I should have gone. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. And that I've never heard of.
This is the first time I've seen the screen.
Yes, once we reopen claims, we don't have anything that differentiates what type of claim a person would fall under.
Right.
We don't have any of that here. We just get the information and it just lets us fight. Yeah. And the department, I think, that processes claims, they are the ones that can, you know, kind of rate what claim something can fall under.
Well, the thing is that back in October that I remember, there was only 1 week of emergency, and I wasn't aware of it, so I didn't get, when I tried to file, it didn't let me, but we were able to come down, line up and all that, and the person told me that it was only for emergency, and so he said, I need for you to go back and file the claim under PUA. So I came home and I didn't have any problems. I upload my W-2. I upload my last paycheck. I did all that with no problem and everything went. And then he manually put in the claim for me that I couldn't. He did that. But now that we're not able to come, we have to do everything by the phone. So now I'm not really sure, you know. So and, like I said, I went out to the PUA, but it wasn't taking anything with the PUA either. So I'm thinking, well, maybe they might have changed your screen again.
Okay, so the first response I received says if you just reopen, your new PIN won't work until the 28th. And that's what I was saying to you at the beginning of the call. So unfortunately,
she didn't
I don't
make that clear. Okay. I got
yes,
well,
ma'am.
Now I understand that. Well, that makes it. No, she said after 24 hours, you can use it. You see, so that's why I went out there to do that. So I have to wait until the 28th to file. And
yes.
Do I go out to the PUA? Go back out to the PUA.
That I'm not sure, because like I now, if you speak to the agent that I'm about to transfer your call to, they may be able to answer that better than myself, because what I'm able to see, I don't see where your claim, you know, is differentiated from, you know, any other regular type claim. You see, well, yes, I do. That's not true. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hang on. No, it doesn't specify your claim as being under PUA. It has claim status, regular active claim.
Regular active.
Yeah, so that looks like you can go under labor.alabama.gov and file your weekly certification.
Well, that's where I went. That's where I went. And but the only when I go out there, the boxes that I have choices of what I want to do, it says UC claim phone appointment, file an appeal, track your unemployment claim online, file COVID-19 resources, employer, and this is to the employer, and it talks about training extension acknowledgement. Then it says, you know, the report the UC fraud identity theft, and then it gives you the next box is the 1099-G fraud issue. That's the only boxes that are out there when I go to the Alabama .gov. You know, it doesn't look like the PUA one, where the questions come up and you answer.
So, did you see anything that says file a new claim? Not file a new claim. Mm-hmm. Let me go to it. It says, hang on.
Okay.
It should say, so you'll go on and it says file or continue a claim. Did you see something like that?
No.
When you typed in labor, because that's what I'm looking at.
When I typed it in, you know, all this information that tells you that, you know, don't go back, whatever it is, and it says continue. I did that. You know, that first page that comes up that kind of give you instruction that tells you, you know, if you have a question, you know, this will hover, you hover over the question, but it also instructs you that, you know, don't use the back key. You know, so, you know, just be careful, just be sure that what you're doing, you know, I did that. I have, because I usually print out what I do. So I went ahead and it says log in for information. So at the Alabama Department of Labor, I did sign in there. I mean, just log in, and I gave my social security number. It tells me to re-enter it. And it says my you must create a PIN digit personal, and I did create the one that I had. You know.
Okay.
And then
when you go to labor.alabama.gov, the first page has red and blue boxes. Is that what you see?
Let me
when you log
I'm
in to labor.
It tells me there's an error there now.
Oh, let me go back to her and tell her, because she may have thought I forgot. Let me. Okay. That's yesterday. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. So, that's too new. Let me go find what mine is.
Just one.
okay, so when it comes up, there are some red and blue banners, and then you'll see three people, and under the person that has the finger on their jaw, the first sentence in blue says file or continue a claim. And that's what you would check on.
Hold on, just, I want to make sure I see that screen before I get you off the phone. Okay. Sorry to hold you. I put them in my folder. Anything to do with unemployment, I put it in a folder here. I'm trying to get back to that folder, because that's where I have all my. This is the folder that we just created. I have them on the line. I want to see the screen. She's going to walk me through the screen that I'm looking for. The folder that we just created, yes. The link, yes. She's telling me what screen I'm going to see come up. Okay. Now, when I go to the Alabama Department of Labor, there it show there's I see red and blue. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on the red and blue, where it says, are you seeing the UC claim?
Yes, but you would go. There's a picture of three people.
Yeah, picture of three people. Okay.
And the person that has the finger on their face.
Okay, person has a finger on the face. That's where I will click?
No, don't click yet.
Oh, don't click yet. Okay.
Okay, there's the red strip that says claimants, and then there's a light blue. Under the light blue, there's a sentence that says file or continue a claim.
File or continue a claim. Okay, I see that.
That's what you click on to file your weekly certifications.
That's what I click on to file my weekly certification.
Yes.
Okay.
Once you click that, it should ask you for your social and your PIN.
Okay, so is that where I put in the new PIN?
Yes, that's where you were putting in. Yes.
That's where I put in the PIN, the temporary PIN that I got.
Yes, ma'am.
I put that in. And you're saying I can't file that until the 28th. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, but I can't file anything for last week, or is this where I go in and still put my old PIN in and try to file for last week? Is that where?
No, there's an agent
here.
No, there's
an agent.
Yes, there's an agent here that can help you file your weekly certification.
For last week?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. But this is where I come, and from here forward.
But starting on March 28th, that's where you would go.
March 28th. This is
starting March. Yes.
March 28th. Okay.
That's correct.
I got it.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Great. Okay. Makes sense now. The temporary PIN that I got, that's what I'm going to have to put in here. And then it probably asked me to, but this is what I'll put in here, but I can't do it before the 28th. That's Sunday. I can't do that. But she has an agent that's going to help me to file last week's stuff. That's what she's going to do. But this is where I come now. I come now. So this is, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I'm going to transfer your call now.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate it. I said thank you so much for helping me through this.
No problem, Ms. Lewis. It was my pleasure. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, and please hold for transfer, okay?
Okay. And you have a great day, too.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh.